AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. On Capitol Hill, Secretary of State Marco Rubio faced pushback over the U.S. raid that removed then-Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and brought him to the U.S. In the Senate, Kentucky Republican Rand Paul says it's unconstitutional.
Bombing a capital, blockading a country, and removing elected officials, and we certainly wouldn't tolerate it, nor would I if someone did it to us.
Well, we didn't remove an elected official. We removed someone who was not elected, and it was actually an indicted drug trafficker in the United States.
The Federal Reserve is keeping a key interest rate at the same level. President Trump has been pushing Fed Chair Jerome Powell to move quicker to cut rates. Powell says it's important for the Fed to be independent.
If you lose that, it's going to be hard to retain it. And we haven't lost it. I don't believe we will. I certainly hope we won't. But it's very important. And the reason it's important is that it's enabled central banks generally not to be perfect, but to serve the public well.
You're confident it can maintain that independence at this point?
Yes. I mean, I'm strongly committed to that, and so are my colleagues.
Court records show a man accused of squirting an unknown substance on Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar at a town hall in Minneapolis has a criminal history and made online posts supportive of President Trump. The president has been critical of Omar. In the Senate, Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin was asked if the president will tone down the rhetoric.
I don't think that slows the president down at all. I think what he has created is an environment of hate and threats and violence that's going to take a long time to live down.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent has a warning for Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney. His comments against U.S. trade policy could backfire, especially at a time when the U.S.-Mexico trade agreement is facing a formal review. FBI agents are executing a search warrant at the Fulton County Elections Office near Atlanta. This is AP News. The AP's Gethin Kulbaugh reports a coaching vacancy has been filled in the NFL.
The Cleveland Browns hired Todd Monken as the franchise's 19th full-time head coach on Wednesday, wrapping up a three-week search. He replaces Kevin Stefanski, who was fired on January 5th, the day after Cleveland finished a 5-12 season. This is Monken's first NFL head coaching job after 11 years in the league as an assistant. He spent the previous three seasons as Baltimore's offensive coordinator. Monken previously served as the Browns' offensive coordinator in 2019. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
The Trump administration concluded San Jose State University discriminated against women by letting a transgender athlete play on the women's volleyball team. The Education Department announced its findings and offered San Jose State a deal that would resolve the case. University officials did not immediately comment. More information at apnews.com. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.